The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The Clay County Lady Bulldogs begin their quest for a second consecutive state Final Four advancement tonight in the District 7A semifinal. The fact that this is an elimination game doesn't minimize the importance of the outcome. A top two finish in the district will place the black, purple, and gold ladies on a smoother road to the glass house. A win tonight would also provide the chance for Matt Walker and his 20-4 ballers to play for the program's first district postseason title in 18 years. Looking to make their own history are the 8-20 Gordonsville Lady Tigers, who eliminated Lamar Rogers and the mighty Lady Buffaloes on Monday night in the district quarterfinal. Stand at attention, Bulldog Nation, because the march to Murfreesboro begins now.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Part, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. And much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal. Serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our first broadcast of the girls' basketball postseason. We're high atop the visiting bleachers at Livingston Academy as the teams warm up on the court down below us. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm ready and raring to call action tonight. Been a two-week break for us here on the Horizon Sports Network, and glad to be back. Beside me, as always, is my friend, cousin, and broadcasting partner, Thomas Weaver. Joining us soon will be local legend Joe Sims. But at this time, I'd like to mention another local legend and Clay County Sports Hall of Fame third-class inductee, Mel Brown, who passed away on Monday, February 7th, at the age of 78. He was a 1961 graduate of Salina High School, where he was a three-sport star who went on to play college baseball for David Lipscomb University. Mel Brown served as the head baseball coach at McGavick High School from 1972 through 1992, winning 582 games, three state titles, and three state runner-ups during his tenure there, before returning to David Lipscomb as their baseball coach at the collegiate level. Brown finished his career with a 14-year stint as the Mount Julian High School principal before retiring in 2018. He is survived by his wife, Carol, sons, Frank, and Carmen, along with grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Tonight, we broadcast in his honor. Thomas, a tremendous career and someone who lived and worked his career outside of Clay County, but born and raised in Salina, just a great individual throughout the state of Tennessee in his career.
No doubt, Daniel. And what struck me was the outpouring of kind words, and not just from the people here in Clay County, but from across the state on social media and other avenues about Mr. Brown. You know, the Tennessean even did a tribute story about Mr. Brown, and, you know, he touched a lot of lives here, there, and beyond, Daniel.
No doubt.
And I'm sure, as a legendary Clay County native, as you said, he'd be pleased to know his alma mater has two teams headed into the district tournament as number one seeds, and we're going to have the pleasure of calling one of them tonight. These Lady Dogs are ready to make a march to Murfreesboro, just like you said, and it starts here tonight against Gordersville, Daniel.
It does. This is a great basketball team. They finished up a great regular season, and with reclassification changes, those perennial powers, Summertown and Loretto, going double-A, it's wide open in single-A. No reason we can't be there.
No doubt. We wouldn't be here tonight calling this one without our sponsors, of course, and we always like to recognize them here on the Horizon Sports Network. Can't thank them enough. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. We hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do in each pregame show, we'll do our Delhalla Horizon recap segment and talk about how the Clay County girls closed out the regular season. So stay with us for more of the Carquest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show for our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. The past two papers detailed the Lady Dogs' five-game win streak to close out the regular season, including their big win over Piggott County, earning them their first district tournament number one seed since 2003. After that, the Clay County girls beat Clinton County, Kentucky, Jackson County, Macon County, and Harriman. All in a row is tune-ups for tonight's action against a team that shocked the world, the Tigerettes of Gordonsville, who knocked off Clark Range in the play-in game and will bring it here again tonight. But Clay County will be up to the task with the leadership of seniors Zoe Hayes, Eliza Jenkins, and Cherokee Upton, the driving force of newly anointed District 7A MVP Bradley Burchett, the emergence of both Abby Head and Hallie Buford, and the return of sophomore Bella Ashlock from injury. This team proved to me over the home stretch of the regular season, they've got all the pieces to make a deep run, Daniel.
They do, and they're playing their best basketball right now. Every one of those players you just mentioned, climaxing with their talent.
And we're ready to see it tonight. Folks, pick up a copy of this week's newspaper for our District 7A Digest preview section that was in the paper this week and is being distributed here as a program throughout the tournament. And then next week's edition for coverage of tonight's game and much more. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County versus Gordonsville in the District 7A semis here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Going to go ahead now and take care of the Budget Pest Control Girls 7A Tournament update. Tournament action did begin this past Monday night with the quarterfinals. Thomas mentioned it. The number 5 seed, Gordonsville Lady Tigers, they were 0-8 in regular season play in the district, knocked off Lamar Rogers. And the Lady Buffaloes, who were the 4 seed, Clark Range, had a 3-5 regular season district record, 56-52. Thomas, the double overtime final in that one, to our understanding, the first time in his 45-year career that Coach Rogers has not advanced his team to region tournament play.
Yeah, a big upset there. One of them had to be maybe the biggest across the state as far as it goes with quarterfinal rounds, especially in the girls' tournament.
Certainly so, Coach Sims. I know that you were on hand for that one, and kind of a love-hate relationship, I guess you want to call it that, between you and Coach Rogers. Probably felt pretty nice to see the wily veteran get knocked out.
Yeah, me and Lamar are, you know, basically friends, probably not as close as I am with some other people. But yeah, after, you know, seeing them win and win and win all these years, it's kind of good to see them get knocked out. Of course, he's still not as bad as most of us have been. I didn't have too many bad years, but, you know, there's times when we played him, and I mean, we could have played him 1,000 times, and we couldn't have got within 30 points of him because he's, you know, he had them big old teams. I remember one year, about 2015, when Levy and Copeland, she was one of my posts, and she might have been 5'6", and he inside he went like 6'4", and 6'2", and 6'1", and 6', you know. I mean,
what can you do?
I mean, you just go out there and play to the best you can.
That's right.
You can do, and he's been fortunate to have a lot of good players, but now, and they're not bad, but I said the first time we played them this year, you know, it was, they weren't that great, even though they beat us that night. And I think they were playing better earlier in the year than they played since Christmas.
Yeah, definitely seems to be the case. Of course, that big upset set up the game we're about to call, the 5 seed Gordonsville, the Cinderellas of the tournament, taking on the number 1 seed Clay County Lady Dogs. And the game going to come up right after this one, a great game. Probably it's going to be the 3 seed Red Bull and Springs Lady Bulldogs playing the second seed Pickett County Lady Bobcats. These games tonight are not elimination basketball games, simply set seeding for the upcoming Region 4 tournament. We'll talk about that as we go through the broadcast. Don't have time to right now. That has been a quick Girl 7A tournament update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are good to the last bug. Going to go ahead right now and roll right into Tipsy's final take here on the Carquest pregame show. It's the last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, we'll let you kick it off. What's Salina's most famous element got for us?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight the Lady Dogs need to realize from that game, that upset, Gordonville's the one coming in tonight with all the upside. You know, they just pulled the big upset, looking to carry that momentum over tonight. Well, Clay County has already handled the Tigerettes twice, and sometimes that can work against you. There's no doubt the Lady Dogs can dominate Gordonsville, but they're going to have to come out and leave no doubt, because you don't want to let this team hang around, do you, Coach Sims?
That's for sure. They've got some confidence now after, you know, other night's big win. And, you know, I've had a couple teams do that, you know, come in underdog and upset. You know, it makes you feel pretty good when you knock off somebody, you know, that's beat you all year and, you know, finished way ahead of you. And, you know, I just feel like if we just play our game, you know, I think it'll take care of itself. But this Gordonsville bunch, they can shoot the three. You know, we need to get out there and guard the three. They got a big girl inside. She's not a big scorer, but she's a good rebounder. But and they've got more than one girl that can shoot the three. I saw three or four of them hitting some other night, 33 and 24. But that – what's that good girl's name? She hit the game that saved it for them in the first
Manor.
Overtime. They're down.
Lily Manor did.
She gets one at the horn, basically, to put it in the second overtime. But she had a good game. But, you know, we just need to play our game, play like we've been playing all year, and I think everything will be all right.
So we've made the comment prior that Clay County, the ladies, playing their best basketball of the season here in recent weeks. The same probably could be said of Gordonsville as well, couldn't it?
I agree. I really think our girls have really improved as the year has went. I've seen, you know, little things. I didn't think at the first of the year we were really tough mentally, but I think we've got a lot tougher. I think we can score with, you know, kind of with our backs against the wall, where we might not have done that back earlier in the year. And I'm just really pleased with the improvements that they've made.
There you go, folks. That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric.
owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Sorry for the long delay. They had some technical issues and did not have anybody to, they couldn't play the national anthem, so Clay County High School senior Cherokee Upton comes over from the bench, and Coach Sims performs a beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner.
Yes, she did a good job. I didn't really know who was singing because the flag had her
blocked
from us, and I couldn't tell who was singing. I knew somebody was, but she did a good job.
Thomas, a lot of folks may remember she sang at the boys' state championship game this past year, I believe.
She did. At that time, she had a microphone, but I tell you, that was a very intimate rendition there, and a lot of pressure on that young lady, and she delivered.
Quite a performer. Time now for the State Farm Girls starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. We'll start with the Gordonsville Lady Tigers. Their head coach, Jake Dillard, 8-20 at this point on the season. Our Lady Tigers, they are the fifth seed in this District 7A tournament. Starting for Gordonsville, number 22, Lily Manor. Number 10, Katie Baden. Number 33, Katie Grandstaff. Number 15, Olivia Brown. And number 21, Brooklyn Stewart. Gordonsville, of course, the visiting team tonight. They wear their blue travel jerseys, have gray numerals on them trimmed in white. Hopefully we'll be able to see those dark colors on those numerals. Call them out as we go along. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, the number one seed in this District 7A tournament, the first time they have entered the tournament as number one seed since 2003 when Coach Sims had such a great team that year. 19 years since they've been in this position. Head coach Matt Walker, sixth season overall, 125 wins to 60 losses, a stellar regular season, 20-4 this regular season. We'll probably talk about that in a few moments a little bit more. Starting for Clay County tonight, a sophomore number 21, Hallie Buford, a junior number 23, Briley Burchett, a junior number 10, Abby Head, a senior number 5, Eliza Jenkins, and a senior number 30, Zoe Hayes. Clay County, the home team tonight, they wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. That's been the State Farm Girls starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. These teams meeting now for the third time this season. Clay County's won both the others, 72-47 and then 62-41. The Lady Dogs have won 14 straight in this series going back to 2015. Coach Walker meeting Gordonsville for the 13th time. He's 12-0 against them at this point. Never has met them, though, at a neutral site. First time that's going to happen tonight. Walker 3-1 in district semifinal games coming into this point in his career. It's time for action here. Players step in, tip. And we get it underway. Clay County in control to start it. Hayes with it gives to Jenkins. Now high post to Burchett. Back outside to Zoe Hayes at the top of the key where she'll be defended by Lily Manor. Gives off the head. Now Jenkins right corner. Eliza cross court to Zoe. Open 3-point look for Buford. Left corner shots away and good. Shot it and got it. What a strong opener.
Yeah, great shot. Coach, looks like Gordonsville coming out in an extended 2-3 man zone.
I didn't even really look to see what they were in. I'll take your word for it.
Gordonsville with the basketball. Lily Manor out top. A strong player for head coach Jake Dillard. She fires a long two-pointer, no good. Rebound Eliza Jenkins. Clay County trying to build to a two-possession lead here. They lead early, 3-0. Burchett inside, power dribble, shot up, no good. Foul called against Brooklyn Stewart. Burchett going to go to the line. As Thomas mentioned in the Carquist pregame show, Briley being awarded the District 7A MVP for her great junior campaign that she's had. She's at the line right now where she's a 69% free throw shooter. 68 of 87 on the season, knocked down from that mark. Opens up with a miss in this one.
Yeah, in our district 7A tournament preview, I talked to Coach Walker about Burchett. You know, he talked about how there might be some players averaging more points per game, but Briley being the most well-rounded player in the league, Coach Sims.
Yeah, true. And she's had, you know, a few games where she'd get hurt, be sick, and of course that, like the Clinton kind of game, she only played about half the quarter, didn't score, but that goes into your averages, you know, so she's had some bad luck sometimes, but she usually steps up when she needs to.
Certainly does. Burchett did hit the second of her free throws, putting Clay County up 4-0. Gordons will come another way. Stewart scores from right off. So Brooklyn Stewart gets Gordonsville onto the scoreboard 4-2 right now. Jenkins pushes across the timeline, works to Burchett in left corner, back to Eliza, left wing. Zoe hangs out top. She'll reset the offense. Zoe with it. Coach Walker up early in this, and along with Coach Dillard, both young head coaches here doing battle. Jenkins, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound for Buford. Put back good by Hallie.
Yeah, they are in a extended 2-3.
Clay County using some full court pressure on the inbound and a timeout taken early by Coach Dillard. 6:07 marked first quarter. Clay County 6, Gordonsville 2.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy for the semifinal round of the District 7A Girls Tournament, where Clay County leads early 6-2. And Hallie Buford off to a great start, Daniel. Buried a three, got a put back just a while ago, 5 points already.
5 of Clay County, 6. Lady Dogs with a 4-point margin here. Gordonsville with the basketball, trying to hang tight early in this one. Olivia Brown out top, well defended by Head. Kicks it over to Grandstaff. Grandstaff back to Vaden. Katie Vaden, top of the key. She's defended by Eliza Jenkins. Jenkins was named to the all-defensive team in District 7A, I believe. I have the digest that the Horizon newspaper put out, just a beautiful piece of literature, got all that good information in it. If you make your way over to Livingston Academy for either the girls or boys tournaments, they're available for free to be picked up at the front gate when you come in. Make sure to do so. A good keepsake to have. 5:25 and ticking, first quarter. Gordonsville just looking for points. They know they need to hang around early.
Yeah.
Ooh, a long three taken and knocked down by Olivia Brown. Coach Sims, as you mentioned, in Tipsy's final take, this Gordonsville Lady Tiger team has been shooting the three ball well.
Yeah, they was 3 or 4 of them hit threes the other night against Clark Range.
A turnover here, Thomas. What exactly happened there? Gordonsville back with possession.
Yeah, just a little pressure there, and the ball went out of bounds off Clay County.
5 minutes and ticking, first quarter, District 7A semifinal. Clay County leads 6-5. Gordonsville, though, trying to take a lead. Brown with it out top, defended by Head, drives to the right. Head denies access, kicks to Brooklyn Stewart, top of the key. Hands off to Manor. Manor, a long three-pointer, top of the key, knocks it down. Gordonsville takes a lead. Coach Walker wants a timeout. 4:47 mark here. Clay County trailing for the first time tonight, 8-6 the score, first quarter.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy, where Gordonsville's rallied back-to-back three-pointers, Daniel. They're up 8-6 early. The last one by first team all-district, Lily Manor from Gordonsville.
Very good player. Abby Head now working against pressure from Manor. Beats it, gets across the timeline, has to wrap lock, wants it all, goes into the lane, shot up, no good. It was a good look by Head, just did not fall. She tries to steal it back, but Vaden with it, crosses the timeline, gives to Brown. Brown out top for Gordonsville. 4:25 and ticking, first quarter. Three ball, Vaden, left corner. Air ball, misses everything. Bradley Birch at the rebound. Bradley, a full head of steam. Wants to go coast to coast. Vaden's going to have the touch foul on the floor. Coach Sims, this fine regular season, a 20-4 mark for Coach Walker and the ladies. Looking at all of the years, going back to 1987 when you took over what I like to call the modern era, the fifth best regular season since that time.
Well,
as far as winning percentage goes.
Yeah, I only had one team that lost less games during the regular season than this group.
We lost 03
team. And 03 ended up getting upset and going 27-3 for the year. But
a fine 24-2 regular season that year in 03.
Yeah, yeah.
A bucket added for Clay County. Thomas, who did the honors?
Allie Buford, her seventh point of the night. A putback there. Tying it up at 8, Daniel.
8-8, 3:50 and ticking. Gordonsville fires another three. They're going to live and die by tonight. Fortunately, that time, they did not hit. Another air ball. Rebound Zoe Hayes. Hayes across the timeline. Kicks over to Buford right wing. Now back to Zoe. She's had a hot hand lately from three-point range. Works inside to Birch. It Bradley loses the ball on a baseline drive. It goes out of bounds.
He's kicked off a toe.
The other teams joining in the top five concerning regular season the win percentages. The 1993 team, 22-4 in the regular season. The 2002 team, 22-4 in the regular season. And the 1997 team is Abby Head. That's another bucket. She stole the ball on the inbound and laid it in for two, putting Clay County back in front 10-8. That 97 team, Coach Sims 21-4 regular season play. So some great teams and great players there.
Yeah.
Katie Bade, three-pointer, and here we go. Gordonsville, the last three three-point attempts have missed everything. Our ball.
Maybe they'll continue to do that. You know, just talking about those records, I really forgot that we only lost like four games in three or four of them years.
Yeah.
We ended up with five or six losses before it's all over, but I know we went 30-5 one year and 30-6 one year, and I don't know about the others.
Of course, two of those top four teams we mentioned, state runner-up squads, the 02 and 97 teams.
Yeah.
Gordonsville on the inbound, a three-pointer no good. There's a jump ball that had been caught on the prior rebound attempt. That's how they got it back. Abby Head, three-pointer,
yeah.
Knocks it down. 2:45 and ticking, first quarter. And Clay County starting to warm up, 13-8, a five-point lead. Don't expect the Lady Tigers to lay down, though. Brown with it out top. Works the grand staff, right wing. Now Vaden, jump shot, left elbow, good. Both teams shooting well in this first quarter, 13-10. The black, purple, and gold ladies leading it. Buford, jump shot, left elbow, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Gordonsville on the rebound attempt. Zoe Hayes, the inbound from the baseline beneath the Clay County hoop. Clay County, by the way, shooting at the hoop to our left during this first half. Gordonsville shooting at the hoop to our right as we sit high on top of the visiting bleachers here at Livingston Academy. Long-time home now of the District 7 tournament. Back when I was in school, and Thomas, back when you were playing, and I was going to watch you guys, is over at Avery Trace in Cooville.
Yeah, it was. You know, that was kind of the home for a lot of years over there, Daniel. I remember as a kid watching a lot of good Clay County Salina basketball over there. And this is the true home of the modern era, in my opinion. Hadn't got to be here in the last couple of years for different reasons, and it's nice to be back here in Hawkeye Nation.
Clay County missed a jump shot on the inbound. Manor with the rebound. She comes down, misses a jump shot of her own. Zoe Hayes with the rebound. Transition pass ahead to Abby Head. And it's knocked out of bounds. Head never could cleanly get it. Gordonsville going to take back over. Bella Ashlock has checked into the contest. And Eliza Jenkins is checked out. So joining Ashlock are Hallie Buford, Bradley Birch, Zoe Hayes, and Abby Head. Minute 50 and ticking, first quarter. 13-10, Coach Sims. What you thought so far? Clay County up by three.
Yeah, we're doing all right. Well, at least we get a hand in their face on every shot, no matter where it's at.
Brooklyn Stewart, jump shot, left elbow, no good. Rebound Abby Head. Head with it. Abby named to the second team, All-District 7A squad. And Head trying to feed Birch at a low post, has her pass stolen away by Olivia Brown. Brown ahead to Vaden. Vaden in right wing for Gordonsville. Kicks across the manor. Long three ball, no good. Rebound Buford.
Yeah, distance is not a problem for her.
No.
She shoots 5 foot behind the three-point line.
No, had plenty of strength to get it there. Just a little wide left hit the side of the rim. Buford out top for Clay County. Works the head at left wing. Now back to Hallie. She fires a three. Will it go? Yeah. Second triple of the quarter for Hallie Buford. And she's already around that double digits.
She's in double figures, Daniel. That's her 10th point this first quarter. What a start for the sophomore.
She has grown so much this season. Of course, Thomas, you mentioned over the summer you'd seen some games and talked about how much better she'd become just from March, from the end of the state tournament, to June, July. And she's continued that progression.
Yes, she has. Also making the second team all-district team alongside Abby Head, I think, Daniel. And, you know, rewarded as a sophomore on the all-district squad for her efforts. And here comes Head again. She's leaking out.
In transition, the layup good. Zoe Hayes had stolen a pass from Gordonsville and fed Abby, who finished it, putting Clay County up 18-10. 15 seconds and ticking first quarter. Gordonsville with the ball. Underwood checked into the contest. Gives back to Manor out top. Down to 8 seconds. The Clay County student section trying to get her to shoot the ball early before the buzzer. She does not fall for it, though. Drives the left side of the lane. Misses the layup. A whistle blows and a foul's called. At the end of the quarter, we're going to see Katie Baden go to the line to shoot free throws. Buford picks up the foul. Her first personal. So Katie Baden at the line to shoot two here with no time on the clock. First one's away and good. Making it a 7-point game, 18-11. And she has a second one coming. It's away. Too strong up the back of the iron, and the first quarter ends with that missed free throw. So at the end of one, it's Clay County 18, Gordonsville 11.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy here on the Horizon Sports Network for District 7A tournament semifinal action. Clay County leads Gordonsville 18-11 at the start of the second quarter. Hallie Buford already in double figures with 10 points. Abby Head, 7 for Clay County. No one with more than 3 for Gordonsville. Lily Manor made a big shot.
Della Ashok inside. Nice assist from Buford. Adding points to the tally here to open up the second quarter, 20-11, 9 points the lead. I believe the biggest lead for the Lady Dogs so far in this one. As we mentioned, not an elimination contest here. The winner will go on to play in Monday night's District 7A Championship. The loser will go on to the Monday night consolation game.
And it's always so much more fun if you can win the district and go on and not have to, you know, be in third place and fourth place and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
It's not an elimination game, but.
And, you know, so frustrating sometimes you get in that consolation game and you can make the argument that you're better off if you lose it.
Well,
that way you're away from the number one in the region. And so it's just a hard game to get motivated for.
Just according, like this year, I don't think it makes that much difference, but there's been years that, well, like the year we won the state.
Yep.
You know, I knew if we could just stay away from Jackson County, you know, we'd have a chance, a good chance to make the state. And, you know, we were able to beat Clark Range in that big semifinal game, and that's all it did, you know. And then we got to the state, you know, we end up winning. We end up beating them down there. But, you know, I don't know if we could ever beat them in the third place game in the region.
Right.
So, I mean, I hope we could have, but we haven't been able to do it before. But, you know, each year's different.
Certainly is. Certainly is. 7-10 and ticking. Clay County up now. Thomas by 12. Who added that bucket?
Well, Gordonsville went man on that possession. They isolated Bradley Burchett, and she took advantage, Daniel. She went to the bucket. And got the harm and completed a three-point play. What a block by Bella Ashlock.
Look
off the head, and she scores two, Daniel.
What a run there. Timeout's taken. We're going to just stay on air for a second because we got away from action a little bit. So 6:51 mark of this second quarter. Clay County's now up by 14. So quite a run. Thomas will break it down in a second as far as that goes. 25-11. Bella Ashlock, you heard me and Coach Sims get excited there. She absolutely swatted away a three-point attempt by Gordons. Will pass the head to Abby on that layup on the right side of the lane. So, Thomas, what's happened in these last few minutes that he's jumped Clay County out here?
Well, it's a 12-1 run, Daniel, dating back to the end of the first quarter. Gordonsville has one free throw, and it came with no time on the clock there at the end of the first period. So Clay County, an 11-point advantage here in the last few minutes.
On the floor for Clay County coming out of this timeout, Abby Head, Cherokee Upton, Bella Ashlock, Bradley Burchett, and Eliza Jenkins. Gordonsville with the basketball. They trail by 14 to the Lady Dawgs. Brown with it out top, swings to Stewart, left wing, drives inside, now Vaden, picks up, thinks about a three, kicks to Brown at left wing, a foul called on Jenkins, got Eliza for the reach in. Not a lot of contact.
No, I didn't see any contact, but I guess they're a lot closer than I am.
I believe the second personal on Jenkins. I'm having trouble figuring out the scoreboard over there here at Livingston.
I think we're doing a little better job of, you know, guarding a little past the three-point line, trying to take that three away.
Gordon's on the inbound. Baden drives the right side of the lane. Layup no good. Rebound Bella Ashlock. Ashlock has gradually stepped back into the lineup over the last month or so of the season, and what an addition she's been. Clay County on the offensive end now. Hayes out top. Gives to Bella. She fires a three. Oh, yeah. Silky smooth for Bella Ashlock. Not a spot we see her shoot from a lot, but Coach Sims, I think she could be good from there.
Well, yeah, she, like I said before, she came up through the ranks playing point guard. You know, she just kind of outgrew the position, but she can play out there if she needs to.
Two of six on the season for three-point attempts prior to that one.
I thought that might have been the first one she had hit, but that's good.
And those could have come early back at the very start of the year.
Yeah, that's the first one I remember her hitting since she came back.
I don't think she's much attempted one since then. Jump ball call, Thomas, or foul? Not sure. Gordon's inbounding from the sideline here. Clay County, more importantly, though, folks, 17 points to lead. What a quarter they're putting together here, 5:35 and ticking right now. I think it was 18-11 at the end of the first. So we have outscored them 10-0 here in the second quarter. Upton with good defense on Brown. Brown going to have to get rid of the ball. Gives up to Grandstaff. Grandstaff cross court to number 34. That's Crawford. Her three-pointer good. So the scoring drought broken for Coach Dillard and the Lady Tigers. 28-14 now. Upton with it offensively in the right corner. Kicks off to Buford. And you can see the desperation of the Lady Tigers defensively. They're trying to cut down everything. Burchett has other plans. It was a tough shot. Kind of a baseline drive there for Riley. Scored over the top of Grandstaff. 4:45 and kicking. Second quarter, 16 points to lead for the Lady Dawgs. Clay County trying to advance to the district title game. We have not won a district tournament since 2004. Been a long time. As we've mentioned before, and I'm going to mention it again, we have won a state title more recently than a District 7 tournament. That's a strange stat, unless you understand what makes up District 7A.
Yeah,
this league has been tough for a long time, guys, and even tougher this year. Four teams, the top four teams, are also ranked in the AP Top 10 the entire season. One of them has been knocked off by this Gordonsville Tiger team in the form of Clark Range, but you still got Red Marlin, Pickett County, and our Lady Dawgs.
And that game coming up after this one, Red Marlin and Pickett. Second free throw good. Both of them, actually, by the Lady Tigers, making it 30-16. So Gordonsville has drawn back within 14 points here. But Clay County almost has them doubled up with this 30-16 score. A turnover, though, for Clay County there. As the ball was thrown out of bounds, so Gordonsville with a chance to cut back into this lead halfway through the second quarter, 4:25 and ticking. First time these two teams have met for a district semifinal contest. Of course, for many, many years, Gordonsville a region foe instead of a district foe.
Never in the same district.
A long three-pointer banked in by Gordonsville. That was number two, Nevaeh West, who knocks down the three-pointer. So we continue to see a multiplicity of players for Gordonsville knocking down triples. Good defense by the Tigers. Almost creates a turnover. Ashok with it, though. Gives to Buford. Hadley, three-pointer, no good. Got a wrong rebound. What great hustle. And a defensive foul called against Nevaeh West. So Buford going to go to the line to shoot two. It was a shooting foul.
And that's what we see game in and game out from this Gordonsville team. Clay County get up close to 20, and they cut it back down. They seem to hang around, Coach. Yeah. We can't ever just blow them out.
Last time at home, it was like that. And like I said, they got more than one girl can shoot the three. You know, I guarded 10 foot behind the three-point line.
Yeah, because they're going to fire them.
Yeah.
If they've got any separation.
They chance. They're going to swing it.
Buford hits both of those free throws, making it 32-19.
You might get beat off the dribble every once in a while, but I bet they didn't have a contested layup as a three. So it might hit them better.
Well, you're right. And I think quickness-wise, we can afford to do that. We're quicker than them.
Yeah.
We see a drive now out of Manor. She drives the left side of the lane. Foul called against Ashlock. First personal for Bella at the contest.
Second possession in a row, we see Manor putting her head down and going to the rim and getting fouled, Daniel. So she's trying to force the issue on this end. And, of course, being first-team All-District and a great shooter, she can knock them down.
Hits that first free throw, getting it back to a 12-point contest. 32-20. And the second one also good. So an 11-point game now. Feels a lot different than the 18-point separation we had a few minutes ago. So Gordonsville kind of on a run of their own now.
Yeah, and it came with that big three-pointer they knocked down and then the free throws by Manor at the line, Daniel. And the pressure they're putting on full court here, senior Zoe Hayes is having a little trouble with the trap and steps out of bounds on the far sideline.
I would have liked to have seen a foul call. That's not the case, though. It could be Hayes stepped out of bounds and then the contact came. So Gordonsville with a possession here. 3:30 and ticking, second quarter, 32-21. A key moment in the game really here because Clay County had almost put this thing away a little bit. Now Gordonsville fighting back. Crawford with it, kicks to Grandstaff. She shuffles the feet, gives back over to West. Now Manor, she drives again in the lane, shots up, good, and they're going to count it and call the defensive foul. So, Coach Sims, you talked about contested layups. We're going to have do a smarter job of defending.
Yeah. I don't know. You just got to move your feet. Don't let them penetrate.
Manor could get into double figures if she can complete this traditional three-point play, Daniel. She had 27 the last time out against the Lady Bulldogs, and she does it. She's got 10 tonight already.
Completes it the old-fashioned way, 32-24. We are back to an eight-point contest, and we've got a foul call on the floor. Fortunately, an official saw it.
Lucky.
Grandstaff, I believe, with a push in the back of Burchett. Bradley taking a pretty hard fall. She's tough, though. Gets right back up and gets back to action. Foul was on West, her second personal. Hayes inbounds to Burgett. Power dribble, tries to spin. Well defended, shot up. They say she traveled.
Didn't see that.
We're just trying to split the defenders there, Daniel, with your what you like to call a power move. One step to the bucket. I'm not sure where the travel call came from.
Gordonsville with the basketball. Trailing now by eight. Trying to make it less. Brown with it. Drives against Hayes. Hayes strips on the basketball. Jump ball called. And Burchett playing with some emotion now. She's frustrated. Rips the ball out of the hands of Brown there. And I kind of like it, when Burchett gets fired up. Now, I have seen her at times let it maybe take her head out of the game a little bit. But I think she's past that. She's matured as a player. I think it just fuels the fire, makes her play that much tougher.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. As Clay County's got a 2-on-1 here. Jenkins breaks the press, but she misses the layup. Fighting through contract.
Got her on rebound. Kicks to Burchett. Burchett to Buford. Buford, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound put back by Ashaw Good. And that's what Bella does so well.
Yeah.
Of course, her brother, Jake, the all-time leading rebounder for Clay County boys basketball, 923 rebounds. And Bella has a knack for pulling those rebounds down, too.
Playing. She's probably the tallest girl on the floor.
Yeah.
Well, at 33, I don't know, she might be about the same size.
She's up to 7 points on the night, all here in this second quarter, Daniel. She's making an impact.
2:25 mark and ticking. Second quarter, 10-point game. Clay County with the ball and the 10-point lead. Touch foul call on the floor against West. She laughs at it, visibly laughing at the call.
With Bella, you know, playing good, if she continues to improve, that could be the difference between us winning a state championship and maybe not even getting there. You know, I think she's that good.
Well, I talked to her the other day in the office, and she was a little down and out. She said, I don't know how much I'm helping the team. I said, honey, let me tell you, you're making a tremendous difference. You at 60%, let's say you're at 60%, Bella. You at 60% are better than a lot of young ladies at 100%.
Right.
You know, and just a tremendous player. As Abby heads at the line, shooting free throws, hits the first.
It seems like she's getting more comfortable and scoring more every game.
Yes.
You know? She's already got 7 points tonight.
Well, she sat for the better part of 2 months.
Yeah.
So that's got to get back in the groove. Head hits them both, putting Clay County up by 12.
Abby Head in the double figures too, Daniel. She's got 11 with those free throws, but Gordonville answers.
Nevaeh West, a nice running layup. Clay Kenny quickly the other way. Head tries to answer. Misses the shot. Rebound. Hayes put back no good. Got a wrong rebound again. Zoe with it. Gets to Burchett. Riley scores.
And that's a great pass.
Now the action. Burchett adding two more. The action picking up fast and furious. Closing minutes of the second quarter. Minute 45 and ticking. Crawford with it. Kicks inside the Manor for Gordonsville. Now gives to Baden. Baden in right corner. Swings it back out top to West. West hands off to Manor, and Coach Dillard going to reset things for his offense. Minute and a half left, second quarter. Clay County 38. Gordonsville 26, District 7A semifinal. Crawford right wing. Cross court to Brown. Brown works against Head. Cannot penetrate against her. Uses a screen to get separation. Fires a three. Ooh, almost banked it in. Rebound Ashcock. They're going to be fouled.
I think we're 1-1, too, aren't we?
Doesn't look like the 7th team foul. Actually, the 8th now against Gordon.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She'll walk to the other end, Daniel, to try to add to this big second quarter she's got. Already 7 points here in the second. Could get close to double figures with these two.
Ashlock, a 70% free throw shooter, on limited opportunities this year. He's hit 7 of 10 on the season. First one's away by Bella. A little too short off the front of the iron. Rebound Brown. Brown works ahead to Baden. Baden loses the handle, regains possession, gets to Manor. Manor going to drive the lane. Picks up, Euro step, layup no good. Ball goes off the fingertips of Burchett and given back to Gordonsville. Been nice to have had that one.
Yeah, it would.
1 minute left exactly, second quarter. Still 38-26. Clay County leading. Playing for the chance to go on to the District 7A title game. Baden misses the jump shot, point blank range. Rebound Clay County, Abby Head with it. Gives a head to Ashlock. Bella now to Abby Head. She's caught the travel. So, Coach Sims, I know that turnovers are going to happen during the course of a game, but I still think that Clay County commits a few too many for your liking.
We do, but at least we hadn't threw it to them too much tonight. You know, you're going to have a few walks. I mean, you're going to have a few regardless, but it hadn't been as bad as it was earlier in the year, I don't think.
40 seconds and ticking. Gordon's in there out of things, trying to play for Hamps for the last shot here. 38-26. Lady Dogs up by 12. Baden's working against Hayes. Ooh, Zoe almost took it away. And now Bella Ashlock is going to take it away, steals it. Gives to Hayes. Hayes passes ahead to Abby Head.
Get in there.
Shot
through
it. Right ball.
And a foul.
And a foul call. And one opportunity.
Great play by Bella.
It was. And that's what happens. She does so many things. Block shots, scores points, gets rebounds, everything. Assistant Coach Andrew Mendez has a formula that he tracks what he calls a net rating on each player, kind of their effectiveness rate.
Yeah.
Bella Ashlock's is quite a bit higher than anybody else on the team because of all the different areas she records statistical data in.
That's good.
15 points and ticking.
Need to stop right here.
And one was good by Head, making it a 15-point lead, 41-26. 10 seconds left in the second quarter. Baden with it. Actually, it's Manor. Her layup, no good. Rebound Jenkins. Time to do something. 5 seconds, 3 seconds. The pass ahead stolen by Crawford, making the hands of Manor. Desperation three at the buzzer, no good. And an exciting first half of play comes to a wild end here. Clay County leading by 15 points, 41-26. District 7A semifinal. They've got two quarters left to settle it.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pin to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show for the District 7A Girls Semifinals. Here at intermission, Clay County leads Gordonsville 41-26. They're up by 15, and they had a lead of 17 at one point until Gordonsville went on a run and cut it to 8 midway through the second stanza before the Lady Dogs turned it on to go back up by 15 here at halftime. The Tigerettes of Gordonsville being led by Lily Manor with 10 points here at the break. Katie Vaden has 3. Olivia Brown has 3. Brooklyn Stewart, 2. Avery Crawford has 3. And Navia West has 5. For Clay County, 4 players on the scoreboard. Bella Ashlock has 7 points, all coming in the second quarter. Hallie Buford has 12. Abby Head, 14. And Briley Burchett, 8. Here at halftime. Again, Clay County leads 41-26 at intermission in the District 7A girls semifinals at Livingston Academy. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Back here live at halftime on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Been a good first half of action here. Clay County just playing great, 41 points offensively, bound to be one of the best offensive outputs so far in a half this season. Going to go ahead and take the opportunity at this point to do the Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. There'll only be one tonight. If you've listened all year long, we usually do two, but obviously just one game we're broadcasting tonight, so don't be waiting. If you think you know the answer, go ahead and send it in. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In the 1989-1990 season, head coach Joe Sims earned his first ever district semifinal victory with a 56-50 win over Pickett County. What Lady Dog freshman led the way scoring with 21 points, and what Lady Dog junior led the way on the boards with 12 rebounds? I'm going to read that again in just a second. If you think you know the answer, please text your response in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Let me read the question one more time. In the 1989-1990 season, head coach Joe Sims earned his first ever district semifinal victory with a 56-50 win over Pickett County. What Lady Dog freshman led the way scoring with 21 points, and what Lady Dog junior led the way on the boards with 12 rebounds? So, Coach Sims, about a minute here left in halftime. You know, what's the message that Coach Walker's giving in the half, you think?
Just keep doing what you're doing, you know. Don't get sloppy. I think we took good shots, you know, for the most part. Just, you know, there's opportunities there to run it. You know, just don't be, take advantage of them. Don't get sloppy throwing it away too much. And you'll continue to guard them, you know, past the three-point line, the ones that can hit the three, which is seems to be about all of them except for one post girl. So, I just keep doing what I'm doing, you know.
What's your thoughts on this game to follow this one, Red Bull and Pickett girls? Going to be a good basketball game.
I think it'll be a good game. I've only seen Red Bull play once. I've seen Pickett play us twice, and I saw them up at Clinton County that day play. I think Pickett, of course, has won, I think, both times. I don't really know how close they've been, but you know, I think Red Bull will be able to give them a game. We'll see.
Certainly going to be interesting for sure. Thomas, big takeaways from that first half. I know you gave the stat update, but been a great half.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, I think it's like we talked about, you know, this Gordonsville team doesn't go away. They make a run, and then we counter right back. We get it out to 15, 16, 17. But it's hard to blow them out. It's hard to put them away, you know, and take them out by that 25, 30-point margin. And we've seen that all night. And to me, they live and die by the three a little bit too much.
Yeah.
You know, as far as that goes, but that's their capabilities. They fire them up there, and if they go in, you got a problem, don't you, Coach?
Yeah, I think this game's up to us. If we continue to score at the clip we did the first half, I don't think it's going to be close. Now, if we go on one of those 6 or 8 minute droughts, you know, where we don't get anything, then it could get hairy here before it's over. But hopefully, we won't do that.
We have a correct response on the trivia challenge question. We'll share that. I may wait till the first time out, so. Don't send any new ones. Going to call this action right now, though, quickly as it gets underway. But we already have a break because Gordonsville throws it away. So, Tish Markham Plumley, who was just a wizard, or a wizardess, I guess you'd say, during football season to get those correct, she makes her first appearance on the basketball trivia and gets it correct. She says the freshman that led the way scoring back in 1990 in that first district semifinal win for Coach Sims was Tia Ashlock Arms, and she's correct. And the junior who led the way in rebounds was Jan Arms Kerr. Two of the all-time greats playing on the same team, and she is correct. So Tish will receive a free sub certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Branner, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. Riley Merchant at the line, shooting two, misses the first.
That game, that was Pickett County we beat.
Yeah.
Oh, and that was a big win. I mean, they were been ranked like, they'd won the state the year before and been ranked like top two or three all year. I didn't think no way we could beat them. I guess we showed them, didn't we?
Yeah, sure, certainly. Of course, they lost two to them probably in regular season, I guess, the two prior regular season meetings.
The strange thing about that, Jan got in foul trouble and probably didn't play 4 minutes the first half.
Oh, wow.
And I had to put her back in with four fouls, and she played most of the game second half without fouling out until it, I don't know if she fouled out or not. I think she might have with just a little time left. But, yeah, Tia, she, of course, picked it up and scored. I remember Allison Roberts hit some big threes that night. And, big win.
Gordonsville back with the ball here. Burchett hit that second one. 42-26 now. Clay County up by 16. Eliza Jenkins gets her hand on a pass. Almost came away with the steal. Gordonsville back in possession. Grandstaff with it. Gives to Brown at left wing. Brown backs it out. Well defended by Zoe Hayes. Hands off to Grandstaff, who drives, learning layup good off the glass. Two more points for Gordonsville, making it back a 14-point ball game. Hallie Buford, she was the offensive leader in the first half of play for Clay County. Works it inside to Burchett. Pass to Jenkins. Good. Eliza Jenkins, a wide open layup right side. Great ball movement. Clay County up by 16 now. We've seen them here before, though, and we saw Gordonsville battle back.
Yeah, that's what the Lady Dogs got to avoid right there. Manor from deep, Daniel, but she misses. Rebound, Burchett.
Give it to Jenkins. Eliza across the timeline. A takeaway by Manor. She's got other plans. Lily Manor comes the other way. Offensive foul call. I appreciate the call. Zoe Hayes there took the charge. Coach, it was one of those situations. Her feet were not completely set, but either way, offensive foul call.
Yeah, she was kind of out of control going in there. That's the reason they called the charge, I think. Kind of lowered her shoulder and stumbling around.
Jenkins inbound. Coach Dillard not happy with the call. Works it into Burchett. Full court man pressure being used by the Lady Tigers. Easily beaten, though. Jenkins now with it across the timeline. Eliza works to left wing. Pair of seniors out top working together. Zoe Hayes and Eliza Jenkins. They've been great leaders this year for this Lady Dog team.
Oh, big play,
nice move by Jenkins.
Lord,
so often, so seldom, I meant to say, do we see Jenkins, the offensive aggressor. Coach, she went right into the paint, scored over the top of Lady Tiger, got the bucket, and goes to the line.
Yeah, that's a big play. Well, she scored the last strip on that layup.
So Jenkins at the line. to try to complete the three-point play and extend this Clay County lead.
Good.
She does so. 19 points the lead for Clay County. Biggest of the night, 47-28.
Need to slack off.
Yeah, Jenkins with the last 5 points for Clay County, Daniel. The senior's playing really well and been watching Zoe Hayes on the defensive end. We saw her draw the charge earlier. She's been pacing Lily Manor. She and Abby Head switching back and forth on her. So both girls doing a great job on both ends of the court.
Gordon's on the inbound after the good pressure knocked it out. Manor with it, works the grandstand. Now Brown, right wing, works against Abby Head, uses a screen. Kicks over to, forgot her name, first time she's been in tonight. Kamar Young, Young with it, gives to Baden, and now foul call. No,
oh, three seconds.
Not something that you see called a tremendous amount anymore, but certainly was that time. Clay County back in possession. Jenkins then bound. Baden knocks it out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession, though.
Yeah, she needs to make a little better decision on where to throw the ball. Throw it into a double team. Got to be somebody open.
Boys action, of course, coming tomorrow night. Tournament got pushed back tonight. It's supposed to have been boys tonight, girls last night, but inclement weather postponed everything. They had a full weekend break, Saturday and Sunday, no game scheduled, so they had Saturday that they could fall back on. That's what happened last night. Is Jenkins again going to go to the free throw line? Shot up from left block was no good. So Eliza got to shoot two.
They must be coming out and putting more pressure because we're just killing them off the dribble all of a sudden. That's three straight trips that we've got layups.
Clay County still leading by 19, 4:45 mark of the third quarter. Jenkins makes it a 20-point lead. Another free throw coming for Eliza. And great to see her with the offensive stuff going here, Thomas. Just a great wrinkle to add. She's known as a great defender. Like we mentioned, she's a member of the All-District 7A defensive team, but having a nice offensive night.
Yeah, and giving her team a 20-point lead, she scored the last six here for Clay County.
Crawford misses the three-pointer. Rebound Hayes gives to Jenkins. Now Burchett inside.
Oh, nice play.
Scores off the glass. Good touch that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Burchett, rather than trying to power over the top, used some finesse that time to add the bucket.
She's in the double figures too, Daniel. That's three Lady Dogs in the double digits. She's got 11.
Well, if we continue doing that, it's going to be hard to beat having that many scoring that well.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon's on the inbound after it was knocked away by Clay County. They work into Young. Burchett going to be called for the foul.
I think they might have got the senior Hayes reaching in there, Daniel.
Gordon's, we're going to try the inbound one more time. They do so from beneath their own basket off to our left. Long three-pointer by Manor, no good. Rebound Head. Abby with it, pushing quickly across the timeline. Weaves into the paint now. Shot up and
good.
That's a nice finish.
Yeah, it was.
52-28 now, and you start to get that feeling. Now, once again, Clay County had a big first half lead that Gordon's will cut back down to single digits, but this one just feels different, Thomas.
Yeah, it does. You know, Clay County's come out and hopefully done what they needed to do to gain control of this one midway through this third period, and they've stretched it out well over 20 points here at this point, Daniel, and, you know, kind of.
Yeah. Missed many shots this quarter because most of them have been layups.
Well, that's right. 3:45 and ticking here in this third quarter. Clay County with 11 points so far in the quarter. They had 41 in the half. Currently have 52. A couple shots missed by Clay County. Rebound Buford kicks back up to Eliza Jenkins. We're going to see a timeout taken here. I think Coach Walker wants to talk to his ladies. 3:35 mark of this third quarter. We're going to go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County up big, 52-28.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy for the District 7A girls semifinal game where Clay County leads 52-28, and they've scored the last 10 points unanswered here in the third quarter, Daniel. 3:33 to go, and they're up big.
Clay County with it, trying to add to the lead. Abby Head called for the travel, though. This is what we were mentioning earlier. District 7A tournament continues tomorrow night. Stepping to the boys' side of things, Clay County going to play at 6 o'clock against the 4-seed, Red Bull and Springs Bulldogs. Of course, a big matchup between Pickett County and Gordonsville's boys going to take place after that one. Former Pickett County head coach Greg Bibb going to be going against his own squad, and their head coach Joseph Amonet, who's actually sitting down here below us. That's going to be a great contest. I favor the Bobcats in that one, but expect a big raucous atmosphere tomorrow night for boys' games.
Yeah, any semifinal action in this league, Daniel, boys or girls, going to be a pretty good contest.
Clay County, speaking of a good atmosphere, has traveled well tonight as we see Baden going to the line to shoot free throws. The bucket was made. I guess this will be an and one opportunity. But Clay County's traveled well. Not a huge contingency of Gordon's Bloody Tiger fans, though, Coach Sam.
No, it don't seem to be. When the game started, they didn't seem like they had too many here.
And one opportunity missed by Baden. Izzy Hale with the rebound. She checked in for the contest first time tonight. On the floor for Clay County, Cherokee Upton, who's in as well. Hallie Buford, Izzy Hale, Abby Head, and Zoe Hayes. Buford now with it, top of the key, uses it as a double screen, drives the left side of the lane under a lot of defensive pressure, and we're going to have a jump ball call. Credit the Lady Tigers with some good pressure there.
Yeah, did a good job coming off that double screen. Like you said, that was Manor right there with the defensive pressure, almost getting the steal from Buford. But she stuck with it, Daniel, and kept possession for her team.
2:52 mark, third quarter. This one's turned into a little bit of a snoozer down the stretch. 22 points the lead for the Lady Dogs, 52-30. But it's okay to be bored in a good way, right,
that's
Coach?
Right. Yeah.
Buford with it, gives the head, Abby in the corner, comes back out top, reverses her direction, now drives into the paint, running jumper.
Get in there.
Ooh.
Yeah,
fail. What a roll. Fell in good for two. Started to roll out and came to a dead stop on top of the rim and fell back in. I think that's what they call a shooter's touch. Shooter's
I believe
roll.
It was.
Well,
Stewart missing from point blank range for Gordonsville. Rebound Izzy Hale. Gives to Hayes. Hayes ahead to Upton. Cherokee with it now left wing. Gives to Zoe. Zoe inside to Izzy. Izzy loses the handle. It's picked up by Brown. She passes ahead to Manor. Manor to West. Shot missed from right block. Rebound Izzy Hale. Izzy cleaning up on the boards in there. Minute 55 and ticking, and probably the likes of Abella Ashlock done in this one with this big lead. Ashlock had
Abby took this game over.
Yeah, he had scored from left elbow that time. Ashlock with that big second quarter. She was so huge in the run we created there. She's probably done for the night, I would imagine. Still limiting her to around a quarter probably at most, Thomas, I think.
Yeah, and we talked about it in the first half. When she's in there, she makes a huge impact for this team. And I tell you, someone else making a huge impact. That's Abby Head. She scored the last three buckets for Clay County. She got 20 on the night.
Wow. Izzy Hale with yet another rebound. Works ahead to Abby Head. Now Cherokee up to the right wing. Cherokee picks up the drill, gives it back to Zoe. Zoe going to drive and a foul call against West. Yeah, 20 points for Abby Head, Coach Thomas said.
20?
20.
Ready?
Yeah, kind of has quietly done it, done it consistently.
I thought she had 10.
So, Thomas, she leading then for the Lady Dogs?
Yes, she is. She's up to 20.
28, you know.
Two others in double figures. That would be Burchett with 11. And then at halftime, Hallie Buford had 12.
Defensive foul called against Manor. Burgett was driving to the hoop.
In the first quarter. I don't know if she scored a whole lot since then. I guess Abby and Riley scored most of them since.
Bradley going to the line to shoot two. Minute three left in this third quarter. Clay County with a commanding 26-point lead. 56-50. As we've mentioned a couple times, if the Lady Dogs can hang on to this one as Burgett adds one more from the free throw strike, they'll be playing for the opportunity to win their first district tournament title since 2004. It's been a long drought.
Yeah, last year I coached before I took a six-year sabbatical. We'd won it 5 years in a row.
I guess everybody else thought it was time for them to have a chance.
I guess.
Burgett hit the first, missed the second. Is that right, Thomas? Gordonsville with rebound. Manor out top, 45 seconds and ticking. Now Vaden, now Stewart. Actually, that's Brown, Olivia Brown, top of the key. Swings it around the grand staff. She's been quiet tonight offensively. We just has two, I think. Nevaeh West gives to Crawford. Now Manor. Now grand staff. She fires a three. Misses it. Rebound Vaden. Keeps it alive for the Lady Tigers.
Just 4 points for Gordonsville here in this third quarter as Manor throws up a three and he goes out of bounds. And, you know, you got to credit Clay County's defense. We talked about Zoe Hayes, who made the all-district defensive team and third-team all-district, and Jenkins and Head. You know, Clay County's really shut Manor down. She's scoreless here in the second half, had 10 in the first, and, you know, just really flexing their muscles here in the second.
Cherokee Upton fouled.
Going to 1-1, I believe. Yep.
Going to walk the line for the front end of a 1-1. 9.9 seconds left in this third quarter. Look for reserves, perhaps, down some of this fourth quarter stretch. Upton misses the front end. Rebound Easy Hale. Her left-handed putback no good. Rebound Burchett. Briley's putback no good. Rebound this time Grandstaff. Down to 3 seconds. Gordonsville not going to have time. Buzzer sounds. Third quarter ends. Clay County a big lead. 27 points. 57-30. District 7A semifinal over Gordonsville.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy, where Clay County has ballooned their lead to 27. It's 57-30 headed into the fourth quarter. They lead over Gordonsville. Three players in double figures. Abby Head's got 20, Hallie Buford 12, and Briley Burchett 12 for Clay County.
Great stuff. Gordonsville missing the baseline drive. Rebound Burchett. Briley trying to go coast to coast. She's called for the double dribble. So Gordonsville going to come back the other way.
You know, Clay County outscoring the Tigerettes 16-4 in the third, Daniel, after leading by 15 to basically take control of this one.
We've mentioned those All-District 7A teams quite a bit through this. We're going to try to take the opportunity here in a moment to just go through all three teams, along with the defensive team as well. Gordonsville with the ball right here, trying to look for a good shot. I'll go ahead and, yeah, here we go. Crawford running jumper, no good. Rebound Buford. Hallie with it. Passes ahead to Burchett. Burchett at left wing. Spins in. Dishes to Hayes. What a play.
Man, that's a good play.
Yeah, Burchett with great vision there. We don't think necessarily that Brownie is a great passer, but she certainly was on that play. Under 7 minutes to go now in this one, 59-30. As I was mentioning, District 7A Girls Awards, Coach of the Year Brent Smith out of Pickett County, MVP Brownlee Burchett from Clay County, First Team Claire Fleming, Redbourne Springs, Emmy Lowe, Pickett County, Shayla Wood, Pickett County, Maddie Bush, Clark Range, and Lily Manor from Gordonsville. Second Team All-District 7A, Abby Head out of Clay County, Hallie Buford out of Clay County, Addie Stowers from Clark Range, Ella Kate Keesland from Pickett County, and Bailey Massengill from Redbourne Springs making up that second team. And the third team, Callie Reeder from Pickett County, Zoe Hayes, Clay County, Chloe Powell, Redbourne, Lauren Schott, Clark Range, and Abby Aminette from Pickett County, the sophomore. Honorable mention, the Clay County honorable mentions, Eliza Jenkins, Bella Ashlock, and Cherokee Upton. The all-freshman team, MVP of that was Emmy Lowe, and let me tell you, that's flat-out justified. A great player out of Pickett County being the all-freshman MVP. Kelly Reeder also joining her from Pickett. Chloe Powell from Red Bull and Lacey Wicks from Clay County. Chloe Rogers, Coach Rogers' granddaughter from Clark Range. Kaylee Tompkins from Pickett County and Callie Underwood from Gordonsville making up the all-freshman team. And finally, the all-defensive team, the MVP, Ella Kate Kiesland out of Pickett County. Joining her on the all-defensive team, Eliza Jenkins and Zoe Hayes from Clay County. Claire Fleming from Redbourne Springs, Callie Reeder from Pickett County, and Maddie Bush from Clark Range. If you received the Delta Horizon newspaper, you got that Basketball Digest that Thomas and John put together, and it's a great piece, has a ton of information, covers all the teams in the district, and they are available for pickup here at the District 7A Tournament. Thomas, update us on what's been going on while I was sharing all that.
Well, Katie Vaden with a bucket for Gordonsville, and Zoe Hayes, the senior, gets fouled, goes to the line, and she makes one of two there, Daniel.
Making it 60-32, Lady Dogs up by 28. 6:15 and ticking, so Coach Sims, Lady Dogs going to move on, we'll go ahead and safely say that, to play in Monday night's District 7A Championship game. That'll be a 7:30 tip-off. They'll play the winner of the game we're about to see after this one, Pickett County and Redbourne Springs. So win, lose, or draw, they're going to have a tough contest Monday night, whether it's against Pickett and Coach Smith or against Redbourne Springs and Coach Coulter.
That's right. But, I mean, one of the good things about winning this game, you get to play your first region game at home.
So, right.
You know, that's always a plus, but...
Yeah, that's a great point. That region quarter will be in Clay County regardless of whether they win the district championship or not.
And if we play like we have tonight, I think we're going to win. We've played pretty well.
That region quarterfinal for the girls will be, I guess, a week from tonight. Is that right?
Yeah.
It'll be on
Friday night.
Yep. Week from tonight.
Yep.
5:50 and ticking here, fourth quarter, Clay County with the ball. Maddie Hayes, the sophomore inside, power move, spins to the paint. Shot was no good. Rebounded by Gordonsville. Manor with it. Passes ahead to Vaden. Vaden at right wing. On the floor for Clay County is Crawford. Fires a three and drains it. Nice shot by Crawford. Making it 60-35. On the floor, as I was saying, for Clay County, Upton. Cherokee, that is. Zoe Hayes, Eliza Jenkins, Madison Hayes, and Izzy Hale. Three-pointer. Right wing. Upton,
yeah.
Good. Cherokee adding a bucket.
Now, what I like about us right now is we've got about six or seven girls that can score.
Yes.
You know, they're not going to every night, but I mean, some nights, you know, Hallie get 20-something, Abby get 20-something. Of course, Brady's always capable. Zoe, that one game of the night, she had 14, hit four threes, hit somebody.
A nice rebound by Madison Hayes on a missed three-pointer. She passes ahead to Cherokee Upton. Cherokee hits the layup and draws the foul, Coach, going to the line to shoot the free throw.
Eliza scored some tonight. You always got Bella coming off the bench. You know, I think she had about seven when she played. So you can't really concentrate on one player or two players or three players.
Senior Zoe Hayes and Eliza Jenkins coming out for the final time tonight. Freshman Lacey Wicks and sophomore Kendall Matthews coming on to replace them. On the floor with the younger players, Cherokee Upton, who's at the free throw line, along with Izzy Hale and Maddie Hayes. Cherokee hadn't already shot one, had she? So it was an and one. And she completes the three-point play, putting Clay County up by 21 points. Excuse me, 31 points.
Yep.
4:53 mark, fourth quarter. Grandstaff with it. Jump shot, no, does not pull the trigger. Gives to Young. Young with the jump shot. Rebounded by a teammate. Works it back out to Grandstaff. So, Coach Dillard and the Lady Tigers, still a huge win Monday night to eliminate Clark Range and
Coach Rogers, they will advance on to the consolation game that'll be Monday night at 6 o'clock here at Livingston Academy against the loser of the Redbone Springs Pickett County game. Coach, I'm still confident that our four District 7A teams can go on to Region 4A play and sweep the region quarterfinals level.
Well, we were talking about that off air a while ago a little, but yeah, I'm like you. Joe Burns is supposedly the best team down there, and we beat them at Christmas without Riley or Abby, either one, which arguably could be our two best players, and beat them, you know, pretty handily,
yeah.
15 points or so. So yeah, I feel like the Guardsville can go down there and beat them.
Of course, the big news about that, the Region 4 tournament this year being held at East Robertson High School, which is almost a whoever drive from Salina, if the four District 7A teams, either boys or girls stand a lot better chance at it. If they sweep those region quarters, that will move the region tournament back here to Livingston Academy. That would be nice.
If that's what they want to do. Now, they don't have to, but I'm assuming all four teams would a whole lot rather come here than they would go to Cross Plains.
Kamara Young at the line to shoot free throws. Foul. Let's call against C. Lady Dog on the floor now with more substitutes. We see freshman Landry May checking in. Izzy Hale and Maddie Hayes still on the floor. Lacey Wicks and Kendall Matthews rounding out the five. Halfway through this fourth quarter, 66-37. So this one comfortably put away, Thomas. We haven't let you talk in a few moments. What have you got for us?
Well, not a whole lot. As starters go to the bench for Clay County again, it was Abby Head leading the way with 20 points. Both Hallie Buford and Brownlee Burchett with a cool dozen on the night. Senior Eliza Jenkins has six, and Bella Ashlock, seven.
Well,
Zoe Hayes and the other senior, Cherokee Upton, got in points there early in the fourth quarter as Hayes, Madison Hayes, puts it in the basket.
And a great move it was. A good assist from Izzy Hale, who fed it to her. Madison, a bit of a left-handed hook shot there in the paint. Rebound by May. She has the left wing. Tries to work inside the Hale. Pass too strong, though. Ends up in the hands of Bailey Stewart. Stewart now for Gordonsville. Gives off to West out top. 3 minutes left in this one. Ball's handed off to a young lady I do not have a number on. Don't have her on my roster, a number five for the Lady Tigers. Taken away, though, by Kendall Matthews. Matthews, the sophomore, with it. Gives to freshman Lacey Wicks. Wicks, the talented freshman, drives. Kicks back out to Matthews. Wicks going to reset the offense. Coach Sims, I look for Wicks to help fill some of the void next year when we see Cherokee Upton, Zoe Hayes, and Eliza Jenkins graduate and leave from the program. Look for her to step in and play some minutes.
Yeah, I agree. She's athletic and pretty good at taking it as a whole from what I've seen. She got, you know, quite a bit of playing time back around Christmas. We had so many people hurt and sick, but she's going to be a pretty good player, I think.
A steal here by her. She just added a bucket as we were talking, and she steals here now.
Her mother was a pretty good player for me. She played on that 03 and 04 teams.
Wicks never got full control of the ball when she knocked it away from Lady Tigers. It rolls out of bounds, so Gordonsville going to maintain possession here. They'll inbound from the baseline away from their hoop. Have to come down full court, Thomas. 2:04 left in this one, 70-37. So very similar outcome we mentioned earlier in the night, that the scores of the two prior meetings this year, 72-47 and 62-41.
Well, really, this is one where Clay County has pulled away here in the second half, Daniel. We didn't really see that in the past, and that's credit to these girls here tonight coming in on a mission and getting it done.
Certainly have.
You know, that last time we played them at home, I think we was up about 20, and they cut it to 10 there with 2 or 3 minutes to go. I don't think it ever really got in jeopardy or anything, but and down there, it stayed fairly close up till fourth quarter. This tonight's been a completely different type game. We pretty much dominated from the start. They had one little run.
Another fresh base for Coach Walker. Freshman Jada Banks has checked into the contest, and junior Izzy Hale has checked out. Minute 50 left in this one. Clay County back with the ball after the Lady Tigers missed a couple free throws. Matthews out top, gives to May. She fires a three left corner. A little too strong. Got her on rebound, though. Comes into the paint. Running jumper too strong. Rebound Hayes. Madison Hayes
sucker.
There's something she does, and she does it well. Scoring point. She adds another bucket. Very instinctive player. Good rebounder. Good scorer. And she's another that, as we go down the stretch next year, no doubt will play a huge factor into the success that the Lady Dogs enjoy next year. And it's played a lot this year, too, as far as that goes.
Yeah.
Earlier in the season, Coach Walker's kind of got away of late. And, of course, a lot of times, Coach, that has to do with matchups, you know.
It does. And we've had, you know, so many injuries, so much sickness this year. You know,
yeah.
Some games, you know, he's had two or three non-starters starting and playing a lot. Then we found out a way to win all those games. That's the surprising thing about it. I
don't
think I've ever been that lucky.
Probably has made us, in the moment, is tough to overcome,
well,
but probably has made us stronger.
Made us deep, you know, and like I was talking about earlier, we got, you know, six or seven kids that are capable of scoring, you know, close to 20 any night. Well, they're not going to, but if you get two or three that can score up 15 or 20 and everybody else chip in a few, you're going to win just about all your games.
Absolutely. 45 seconds and ticking. Action's been taking place, but nothing to show for it much out of either team. A couple of turnovers. Jada Banks with it now. She fires a long two. No good. Rebound. Goes off the fingertips of Madison Hayes, they say. The Clay County student section, who showed out tonight in fine fashion in their cowboy attire over there, Thomas, I think was the thing. They didn't like the call. But we hadn't seen that classic back and forth that we'll so often see because Gordsville has no student section here tonight. Lacey Wicks adds two more points after a steal. 20 seconds and ticking. This one right now about done. We apologize for the lackluster broadcast down the stretch here, but it's just been a little bit boring to watch.
Yeah, and like you alluded to earlier, that's a good thing
for
Clay County, Daniel. They come in here, took care of business, and really stepped their game up a notch, I thought, in the second half and put this one away.
Buzzer sounds. This one is final. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs win in this first district 7A semifinal of the night by a score of 74-39 over the Gordonsville Lady Tigers. They will advance on to Monday night, 7:30 tip-off district 7A championship. We're going to play a couple ads, come right back and do the Eco Panel Lady Dog wrap-up on the Farm Bureau postgame show. Stay with us.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century,
One local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Time now for this Farm Bureau postgame show. The Clay County Ladies moved to 21-4 on the season with their win tonight. We're going to go ahead and do the Lady Dog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Take it away, guys.
This is a tight one early, guys. If you'll remember, Gordonsville went up 8-6 midway through that first quarter. Clay County kind of rallied behind Hallie Buford, had a big first quarter, scored 10 in the first stanza to go up 18-11. And then Clay County went on a run, pushed it out to 17 points at their advantage with about 5 minutes to go in the first half. But Gordonsville didn't go away. They cut it to 8. But Clay County recovered. Abby Head had an and-one completion right at the end of the first half to put it back out to 15. And then they kind of built on it in that third quarter and slammed the door, didn't they, Coach?
Yeah, they did. They kind of played like I expected. I thought they'd come out with a lot of energy after, you know, the big win the other night. And they did. They hit some shots. Actually, had the lead there. But as the game went on, I think our athleticism and skill, you know, just kind of took the game over. And, you know, by halftime, we're up 15, then the second half was really never, we just kind of
and besides the scoring in that third quarter in the second half, the Clay County defense took over.
Right.
They had 26 at the half and ended up with 39 in the entire game.
I think they only scored 4 in the third quarter.
Yeah, 4 in the third, and Lily Manor scoreless in the second half. A first team, all-district player, held scoreless, mostly by Zoe Hayes and Abby Head.
Right. And I think after early, I guess Matt talked to him, we started coming out and guarding a little tighter, you know, behind the three-point line because, I mean, she shot 2 or 3, you know, 5 foot behind the line there early and hit a couple of them. So I said at the time, you know, I'd rather give them a chance at a layup and us defend it than a wide-open three because that's what they hit, you know.
Right.
So I thought we played really good, just to warm up for Monday night, hopefully.
Yeah.
For Gordonsville, had a lot of players on the board, but not many with big numbers. Kaylee Plumley, 2 points. Nivea West, 5 points. Kamara Young, 2. Avery Crawford, 6. Brooklyn Stewart, 2. Olivia Brown, 3. Katie Grandstaff, 2. Katie Vaden, 7. And Lily Manor held well below her average with 10 points. Did not score in the second half. Same thing for Clay County. A lot of names here. Lacey Wicks, 4 points. Madison Hayes, 4. Cherokee Upton, 6. Bella Ashlock, 7. Eliza Jenkins, 6, Zoe Hayes, 3, both Riley Burchett and Hallie Buford with 12 points each, and they were led by Abby Head's 20 points.
Pretty good outing for the ladies. Always good to have 3 in double figures. That was the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest A-Blog Homes in Hermitage Springs. You can check them out at ecopanelsoftn.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Going to go ahead now and announce the TDS top performer. from tonight's contest. A lot of good options out there tonight. Coach Sims, we went with Abby Head, though. Talk about the great night she had.
Yeah, I didn't realize she had 20 points. You know, she kind of did it quietly, which a lot of her big games seem like they are like that, but she did a lot of penetrating and shooting outside shots. She usually hits
Had one three in the first quarter, and then after that, it was kind of a product of her defense.
Right.
You know, Abby Head's our transition bucket getter.
Right, she got several buckets in transition when we get steals, and I thought, you know, that's one thing, one area that we've grown in. We used to make a lot of mistakes in transition, trying to force things, but I don't think we did it at all tonight. That's where I see a lot of growth. You know, I always, you know, try to get my teams to run the ball, but run it smart. You know,
right.
It doesn't do any good to go down there and take it one-on-three because you're not going to score most of the time. Tonight we had a lot of one-on or two-on-ones and so forth, and scored just about every time, but that was really good.
Yeah, and Abby Head, number one at finishing those transition
right.
buckets, Coach. She can put the ball in the hole in a lot of different ways and kind of has that scoop shot that she can avoid the defender and slip it up
yeah.
off the backboard. Pretty impressive.
You know, I didn't know ever last year and the year before she had got to play a lot, but I didn't know she'd ever been the scorer she is. But I'm really impressed with, you know, the way she's played this year.
Had over 20 three times this season, 28, scored her career high last about a week and a half ago, something like that. But besides her scoring and her outside shooting, she knocks down free throws when she gets fouled, and her defense is really impressive to me, Daniel.
Yeah, I think so, and I think it all stems off of the confidence that has grown within her. As this season's went on, she's become confident in herself, and you see this great play out of Abby Head and the rest of the Lady Dawgs. Tonight's top performer was Abby Head, and it was brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. So, the Horizon Sports Network will be back in action tomorrow night from Livingston Academy, where we'll call the Clay County versus Redbone Springs District 7A semifinal game. It will tip at 6 o'clock. CarQuest pregame show will come on around 5:45. The ladies will be back in action Monday night. That game will tip at 7:30. We'll be here to carry it, of course, as well. District 7A championship. Head coach Matt Walker trying to win his first ever postseason District 7A championship. They had the regular season championship this year, but not a tournament win yet for him in that regard. I know he wants one. They'll be taking on the winner of this Redbone Springs Pickett County game that's about to come on. So, final thoughts from either one of you guys before we sign off?
Well, I just hope we can, you know, play as good a game Monday night as we do tonight. If we do, I think we're going to be district champs. But, you know, if we happen to not play good, you know, it's not over if we lose. You know, we
right.
still get to play at home, and I still think all four of our teams are better than anybody down there. So, but I expect us to win. You know, I just really think we're playing good right now, and we got confidence, and you know, we're healthy as we've been all year. So I just look for a good game Monday night.
Sounds good to me. Thomas?
I agree. You know, Clay County's proved themselves to be the best team in this league in the regular season. Now it's time to prove it in the postseason come Monday night.
Let's get it done. Well, folks, until tomorrow night when we cover boys action, for Joe Sims, Thomas Weaver, and Fletcher Strong, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.